Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And, man, what a 5 days it has been. As we continue to just react and reminisce and think about not just the ending of Game 4 out in Los Angeles, not just the ending of that NLDS, the ending of an entire baseball season. This is my first chance to be on here reacting to the end of a baseball season. And I don't know if you're like me, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably are. I love baseball. Like I love watching baseball, Phillies baseball, each and every day. And I literally get sad when baseball is over. I will not be one of these people who does not watch. I mean, I've already begun watching the League Championship Series. The Mariners going up 2-0 in the ALCS, Dodgers going up 1-0 last night in the NLCS. I will watch every ounce of baseball I can, League Championship Series, World Series, and then I'll literally just get sad. Like, I will literally get sad when baseball season is over. Like, that's how I feel about the sport. I will be one of the idiots counting down to pitchers and catchers in February. And will, when they start playing spring training games, I will love watching each and every one of those. I will watch 162. You know, people are ready to say they're done with the Phillies. They're jumping ship. Like, you have no idea what, like, the 2012 through 2018 Phillies were like. Really, like, 2014 through 17 was really the peak of it. Like, I'm talking, guys, Rollins, Utley headed out the door, Ruiz headed out the door, Hamels headed out the door, Howard wrapping up his career. Like, it got really, really bad. The 2015 Phillies were some of the worst baseball ever. 2017 might have had the least intrigue of any team because all those guys were gone. You didn't even have the nostalgia aspect of it to look forward to. And you had guys like Cedric Hunter playing baseball. And I would sit like an idiot and watch each and every one of those teams. Like, I would. I would love watching teams like that play baseball. And I would get sad when those seasons ended. I would get sad when those seasons came to a close. You think that losing this NLDS, it was a blow. It was soul-crushing to watch. Soul-crushing. Watching Kirk Ring fire that ball out of the backstop as the image that we all remember for years to come as the end of the series, similar to that of Ben Simmons not dunking the ball against the Hawks, or, the Kawhi shot was like the biggest play of the series, but that is the image, right? Like, that was the image we'll all remember, but the reason why I likened it to the Simmons non-dunk is because that is not the reason why the Phillies lost. Not the primary reason. It's not the reason why the Sixers lost. The reason why they lost is because for the third consecutive October, the offense fell short, right? And it sucks to watch. It was a slow, painful death, it felt like, in game four, like inability to score runs. And that was my takeaway. For anyone who follows me on Twitter, @Dan_Wilson4, that was my main takeaway when the game ended, was all I can keep telling myself is it felt like if that game went 16 innings, that they wouldn't have scored a run, and so therefore I could kind of live with it a little bit. Also, I have zero idea, and I do mean zero idea, how the hell they were going to piece together a strategy to get through game five. I mean, it might have been Walker Buehler. It might have been some more Taiwan Walker. I don't know what the hell they would have done. Like, I really, really just do not know how they would have gotten through it. And one, going up against Ohtani pitching for the Dodgers. But alas, you know, those are decisions that Rob Thompson will never have to make. Decisions we'll never find out. Does appear like Rob Thompson will be back. Those are the indications. John Heyman reporting that. So I think that's ultimately a good, like, that was the news of the day today. I think that is ultimately a good decision. I think that is a wise decision. I think that bringing back Rob Thompson, this is where I got to with it. It got to the point where if they moved on from Rob Thompson, I would not have been upset. However, if it was up to me, I think I would have, you know, I would have made the decision to keep him. I think Rob Thompson is overall a much, there's a lot more good than there is bad with Thompson. And I sit here throughout the course of the year and nitpick his moves as well. And he has bad nights just like everyone else. And this is now, you know, he did not have a good series. And I didn't even think he was great last year in the Mets series game two, but mostly this year in games one and game two, I did not think he was stellar. However, I think he does manage the clubhouse really, really well. I think overall they've improved every year under him. I know no one wants to look at regular season win totals right now. However, I do think that's important in this particular case to remember that it's not primarily on him when the team, you know, the bigger problem rather than his managing was that Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, and Kyle Schwarber were total no-shows in the playoffs. That is not on Rob Thompson, right? There is not a manager, pick whatever manager you want. You know, if you're replacement idea would have been Bruce Bochy, and he was willing to manage, which I'll be surprised if he is, but if he was willing to manage, Bruce Bochy would not have won that series with Turner, Schwarber, Harper playing like that. It just simply would not have happened. And there's no manager in the history of the game. You know, the probably the best managers of this generation are, it's probably Bruce Bochy, Tony La Russa, Terry Francona. I'm trying to think if there's anyone else to throw in that mix, but those feel like Jim Leland. No, not even Jim Leland. Like, those are the three guys. And I don't think any one of those guys would have found a way, you know, out of that. So I think when you consider what Rob Thompson brings, and I believe me, there are a lot of bad manager candidates out there. I don't think making a change just for the sake of making a change is always necessarily a wise decision. I think if they had someone in mind, you could sell me on it. Now, the interesting thing is also going to be what they do with Rob Thompson's contract. He would be entering 2026 as a lame duck. So it should be fascinating to see what happens there, whether they extend him, whether they let him enter the lame duck. Dombrowski last year around this time went on and on about how he doesn't like having lame duck managers. So very intrigued to see what, not that it really makes a difference at the end of the day. If Thompson struggles, let's say midway through the year, I mean, his job could be, they could pivot just like they did off of Girardi. So, I think that's where things stand. I think ultimately this was a good decision. I know a lot of people wanted the manager fired just for the sake of change. I don't want that to be the big change. I want there to be changes to the lineup. Castellanos, Bohm, Marsh, maybe, you know, Ramuto doesn't come back. Maybe Schwarber doesn't come back. I want those two guys back. Maybe they don't happen. We'll see what happens with Harrison Bader. That's the type of stuff I would like to see happen, not kind of what we've seen, you know, just not firing the managers. So that's kind of where I'm at on that. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz. And, man, what a 5 days it has been. What a 5 days it has been here as we continue to, you know, just react and reminisce and think about not just the ending of Game 4 out in Los Angeles, not just the ending of that NLDS, the ending of an entire baseball season. This is my first chance to be on here reacting to the end of a baseball season. And I don't know if you're like me, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably are. I love baseball. Like I love watching baseball, Phillies baseball, each and every day. And I literally get sad when baseball is over. I will not be one of these people who does not watch. I mean, I've already begun watching the League Championship Series. You know, the Mariners going up 2-0 in the ALCS, Dodgers going up 1-0 last night in the NLCS. I will watch every ounce of baseball I can, League Championship Series, World Series, and then I'll literally just get sad. Like, I will literally get sad when baseball season is over. Like, that's how I feel about the sport. I will be one of the idiots counting down to pitchers and catchers in February. And will, you know, when they start playing spring training games, I will love watching each and every one of those. I will watch 162. You know, people are ready to say they're done with the Phillies. They're jumping ship. Like, you have no idea what, like, the 2012 through 2018 Phillies were like. Really, like, 2014 through 17 was really the peak of it. Like, I'm talking, you know, guys, Rollins, Utley headed out the door, Ruiz headed out the door, Hamels headed out the door, you know, Howard wrapping up his career. Like, it got really, really bad. The 2015 Phillies were some of the worst baseball ever. 2017 might have had the least intrigue of any team because all those guys were gone. You didn't even have the nostalgia aspect of it to look forward to. And you had guys like Cedric Hunter playing baseball. And I would sit like an idiot and watch each and every one of those teams. Like, I would. I would love watching teams like that play baseball. And I would get sad when those seasons ended. I would get sad when those seasons came to a close. You think that losing this NLDS, it was a blow. It was soul-crushing to watch. Soul-crushing. Watching Kirkering fire that ball out of the backstop as the image that we all remember for years to come as the end of the series, similar to that of Ben Simmons not dunking the ball against the Hawks, or, you know, the Kawhi shot was like the biggest play of the series, but that is the image, right? Like, that was the image we'll all remember, but the reason why I likened it to the Simmons non-dunk is because that is not the reason why the Phillies lost. Not the primary reason. It's not the reason why the Sixers lost. The reason why they lost is because for the third consecutive October, the offense fell short, right? And it sucks to watch. It was a slow, painful death, it felt like, in Game 4, like inability to score runs. And that was my takeaway. For anyone who follows me on Twitter, at Dan_Wilson4, that, you know, that was my main takeaway when the game ended, was all I can keep telling myself is it felt like if that game went 16 innings, that they wouldn't have scored a run, and so therefore I could kind of live with it a little bit. Also, I have zero idea, and I do mean zero idea, how the hell they were going to piece together a strategy to get through Game 5. I mean, it might have been Walker Buehler. It might have been some more Taijuan Walker. I don't know what the hell they would have done. Like, I really, really just do not know how they would have gotten through it. And one, going up against Ohtani pitching for the Dodgers. But alas, you know, those are decisions that Rob Thompson will never have to make. Decisions we'll never find out. Does appear like Rob Thompson will be back. Those are the indications. John Heyman reporting that. So I think that's ultimately a good, like, that was the news of the day today. I think that is ultimately a good decision. I think that is a wise decision. I think that bringing back Rob Thompson, this is where I got to with it. It got to the point where if they moved on from Rob Thompson, I would not have been upset. However, if it was up to me, I think I would have, you know, I would have made the decision to keep him. I think Rob Thompson is overall a much, there's a lot more good than there is bad with Thompson. And I sit here throughout the course of the year and nitpick his moves as well. And he has bad nights just like everyone else. And this is now, you know, he did not have a good series. And I didn't even think he was great last year in the Mets series game two, but mostly this year in games one and game two, I did not think he was stellar. However, I think he does manage the clubhouse really, really well. I think overall, they've improved every year under him. I know no one wants to look at regular season win totals right now. However, I do think that's important in this particular case to remember that it's not primarily on him when the team, you know, the bigger problem rather than his managing was that Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, and Kyle Schwarber were total no-shows in the playoffs. That is not on Rob Thompson, right? There is not a manager, pick whatever manager you want. You know, if your replacement idea would have been Bruce Bochy and he was willing to manage, which I'll be surprised if he is, but if he was willing to manage, Bruce Bochy would not have won that series with Turner, Schwarber, Harper playing like that. It just simply would not have happened. And there's no manager in the history of the game. You know, the probably the best managers of this generation are, it's probably Bruce Bochy, Tony La Russa, Terry Francona. I'm trying to think if there's anyone else to throw in that mix, but those feel like Jim Leland. No, not even Jim Leland. Like, those are the three guys. And I don't think any one of those guys would have found a way, you know, out of that. So I think when you consider what Rob Thompson brings, and I, believe me, there are a lot of bad manager candidates out there. I don't think making a change just for the sake of making a change is always necessarily a wise decision. I think if they had someone in mind, you could sell me on it. Now, the interesting thing is also going to be what they do with Rob Thompson's contract. He would be entering 2026 as a lame duck. So it should be fascinating to see what happens there, whether they extend him, whether they let him enter the lame duck. Dombrowski last year around this time went on and on about how he doesn't like having lame duck managers. So very intrigued to see what, not that it really makes a difference at the end of the day. If Thompson struggles, let's say midway through the year, I mean, his job could be, they could pivot just like they did off of Girardi. So I think that's where things stand. I think ultimately this was a good decision. I know a lot of people wanted the manager fired just for the sake of change. I don't want that to be the big change. I want there to be changes to the lineup. Castellanos, Boehm, Marsh, maybe, you know, Realmuto doesn't come back. Maybe Schwarber doesn't come back. I want those two guys back. Maybe they don't happen. We'll see what happens with Harrison Bader. That's the type of stuff I would like to see happen, not kind of what we've seen, you know, just not firing the manager. So that's kind of where I'm at on that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.